Our challenges will not define us. Our responses to our challenges will define us. Emeritus Senior Minister Goh Chok Tong once described Singapore as a small speedboat in an open sea. This image still holds. We cannot control the sea, but we can certainly keep our boat seaworthy. A captain cannot steer the boat effectively if the crew is divided. If our society is anxious or distrustful, our leaders will have less room to negotiate abroad. Conversely, domestic confidence and cohesion create space for governments to engage meaningfully and constructively and strike compromises and collaboration necessary for peace. Domestic stability and external collaboration form a double helix that can and must reinforce each other. In these rough seas, steering the boat is not an easy task. It may be tempting to enact simple, populist solutions to earn domestic short-term support. However, over time, such solutions erode trust, deepen divisions, and leave societies less resilient. True leadership demands the courage to speak difficult truths, the discipline to take a long-term view, and the conviction to act in the broader interests of our people. There is no shortcut for solving problems at home. Blaming others will not fix what is broken at home. Durable solutions require countries to address their own challenges directly using their economic, military, information levers. Ladies and gentlemen, our challenges ahead are daunting. But I must say that every generation will have our own challenges cut out for us. But they also represent opportunities for us to strengthen cooperation between states.